You're listening to the Well One Connection, connecting you to important healthcare information. The Well One Connection is a weekly program of Huron Regional Medical Center. Huron Regional Medical Center, providing quality healthcare close to home. Online at huronregional.org.
Today we continue our conversation with Dr. Anthony Lowen, who is a general surgeon here in our community, and we're talking about breast cancer as part of October's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And last show we were talking about risks and symptoms and how we find breast cancer, and we had ended on diagnosing through ultrasound-guided biopsy. So let's pick up there and then go on through the different ways of treatment. So this is something new that you have brought to our community that we haven't really had before.
In the paradigm of breast cancer workup, kind of the most pivotal step is getting that tissue diagnosis, sampling that piece of tissue, collecting that piece of tissue, and then sending it to the pathologist who can further, you know, analyze the tissue. They have special stains, they check for different hormone receptor statuses. That's something that we haven't really done a lot of in this community. We've, you know, done the mammogram, we've done the diagnostic mammogram, we've done ultrasound of the breast, but then an ultrasound guided biopsy of the breast mass is something that we're doing more of here at the hospital when previously we didn't. And I think that speeds along the path line or the pathway to making that diagnosis. It's very dramatic when a patient says, oh, we need to get extra views on a mammogram. Oh, we need to get, you know, additional ultrasound, additional imaging, because we are concerned that this might be something more than just a benign finding. And if I can get that biopsy within, my goal is 24 to 48 hours, then we can just speed along that process, and then the woman knows, you know, is this cancer? Is it pre-cancer? What do I need to do? What are the next steps? And anything I can do to make that faster, I want to provide that service.
So maybe for those listening who hear the word biopsy but don't really understand what that is, talk a little bit about what that feels like for the patient, how that works.
Sure. So it starts with an ultrasound here at the hospital, and we identify the mass, and then we use what's called a biopsy needle. Now, this needle is bigger than your standard IV needle, or, oh, I had to get my shot at the hospital. This needle is a little bit bigger than that. It's almost like a, it's hard to describe, but almost like a wire. And what that entails is it's right at the same time as your ultrasound. We numb up the skin in an area, and we make a very small cut in the skin. And then using the ultrasound guidance, we advance the biopsy needle to the area of concern, and you hear a little click, and sometimes it is a little bit of a sharp pinch when it collects the sample, and then we remove the needle and take the specimen out of the needle. And we do that about 4 times in the same spot. It's generally very well tolerated, but it can be anxiety producing in an already very anxious patient.
I think what is unique is before we were doing ultrasound guided, you may end up in as a surgical procedure to do this biopsy. So this is much less invasive and yep, easier on the patient.
Yep, and sometimes we still have to do this surgical biopsy for a number of different reasons, but it is less invasive. It's actually kind of for most people, it's the standard of care across the United States. And just because we do a biopsy in this manner does not necessarily mean you won't end up with a surgery or a surgical biopsy. This is kind of an in-between step so that we can know what it is without taking it all out.
Done the biopsy, gone to the pathologist, we get the report back. What are the next steps depending mm-hmm. on the type and size of cancer that it is?
Since we have so much research on breast cancer, we test these biopsy specimens for a number of different things. One, whether or not it's cancer, pre-cancer, or an atypical mass that may be hiding a cancer. two, we test it for hormone receptor status, which is our estrogen, progesterone, and HER2 new status. And the reason why we test all these things is because they all have different decision pathways, which would take a lot to talk about. But ultimately, it helps us decide, one, should we proceed with surgery to remove this? Two, what extent of surgery do we need to do? And three, is there an opportunity or is there a benefit to something called neoadjuvant therapy, or in also known as chemotherapy before surgery, to help shrink the cancer to decrease its recurrence rate? And we get all that from the biopsy, which is an important step in not only diagnosing the cancer, but figuring out what flavor of cancer it is.
Have all the options. You sit down and visit with the patient. Walk us through what some of those treatment pathways might be then.
One of those is kind of neoadjuvant therapy. And we also talk about the potential surgery, the mastectomy, which is surgically removing the whole breast, versus a lumpectomy, which is only removing the portion of the breast that has cancer in it. And of course, we need to talk about sampling the lymph nodes of the armpit, which is the first place where cancer spreads from the breast. When I meet my patients after we get the biopsy, and if the biopsy does show cancer, I sit down with them in the clinic and I talk all of this through with them. What kind of cancer they have, any concerning features, what these hormone receptor statuses mean, if they're positive or if they're negative. But oftentimes, at that point, after discussing that all with them, we will talk about establishing care with an oncologist. Now, at this time, we don't have oncology, breast-specific oncology in Huron. At that point, I've actually worked with a couple different oncologists. One is out of Watertown at Prairie Lakes. One is with the Avera Breast Cancer Network. And of course, Sanford also has their breast cancer clinic. It's a joint discussion with the patient regarding what their preferences would be. In my experience, all of them have robust programs, and all of them are very welcoming to new patients. And I've had positive comments about all of them. So after getting plugged in with oncology, then you can get some more information about the breast cancer and the next steps, whether chemotherapy before surgery is appropriate, or if surgery is the next step. And then I talk with the oncologist, and then we come up with a plan for the next step for the patient.
So if they need chemotherapy, that's something that they can also do here in Huron, along with the surgery. But then if they need radiation, then we send them on.
Yep, and based on what surgical treatment the patient is a candidate for, they and their lymph node status in their armpit, they may need radiation oncology, which is a therapy using radiation to kill cancer cells. The closest location that I know of is in Mitchell for that, although they do it in Sioux Falls and Watertown as well. But yeah, if that is indicated, we will also have the radiation oncologist involved, and we can set them up with that.
You've been back in Huron just not very long, and already had, fortunately or unfortunately, several occasions to utilize this. Mm-hmm. And so you've been able to put the team together. Did you expect that would happen right away, or did you not have any idea?
Not really at all. Like I said, breast cancer is a very common thing that general surgeons do, but it was kind of, I had to kind of develop this breast network or breast program kind of out of necessity in some of these patient referrals that I got, and making sure that we did everything, you know, up to the standard of care that goes on elsewhere in the country that I was trained to do, and just making sure that patients in Huron are receiving the appropriate workup in Huron that they would receive in another place, such as, you know, Sioux Falls or even the big city where I came from. We're getting better. We're connecting the puzzle pieces in building a breast program, and I'm very optimistic with where we're headed.
Big picture, you mentioned it earlier. Breast cancer is very treatable and very beatable.
It is. And like I mentioned, I think, in the previous week, 64% of patients that receive a breast cancer diagnosis have local and regional disease, or excuse me, local disease. Of those patients, the 5-year survival rate, which is kind of our marker for survival from or beating this cancer, the 5-year survival is greater than 99% for those folks. And for regional disease, it does drop a little bit, but it's still in the high 80s. Breast cancer over the last decade or two decades has come a long way, and it is a very beatable disease.
So if a woman is listening right now and she has concerns, either a high family history or maybe she found something on the self breast exam, what's your advice to her?
The first step is to get a mammogram. And probably before that, get plugged in with your primary care doctor, or if you have concerns about an abnormal breast mass, you can call our clinic and I can see you and we can order the mammogram. We can, if indicated, get additional views with the mammogram, get an ultrasound, and also, if indicated, we can do a biopsy. And we can facilitate that very quickly so that we get an answer on what it is in less than, usually depending on the weekend, but usually in less than 5 days.
So then thinking of all of the women in our community, what's your best advice for avoiding the ill effects of a breast cancer?
Unfortunately, there's not a lot of preventative measures, because the highest things that can cause breast cancer are things you can't control, like being a woman, getting older, and your family history and personal history. What you can do is catch it in the early stages, which further promotes mammograms and screening for breast cancer. If you are a woman and you are 40 years or older and you have never had a mammogram, I would strongly encourage you to connect with your primary care doctor and get that first mammogram. If you're behind on your mammograms, there's always time to catch up. There's different recommendations on breast self-examinations, but of course, if you find a mass in your breast that is new or is changing, that's another indication to get in and get that mammogram so that we can know what it is in the early stages while you're still part of that 64% that's diagnosed in local disease and has that greater than 99% 5-year survival.
And we should plug in here that anybody who can't afford a mammogram, the HRMC Foundation does have our We've Got You Covered fund, and so that offers free mammograms for people, so don't let cost be the barrier.
Absolutely.
What do you hear for other barriers that women don't want to get a mammogram?
You know, I've never had a mammogram, but I've heard it's an uncomfortable procedure. It does involve thinning out the tissue as much as possible for that x-ray machine to get a good image. That does involve kind of squishing the breast flat. That's not fun. That's a big one. And two, I think the fear of finding something can be detrimental. It's not logical, but us as humans, we would just rather not know than have the fear of finding something. And that's, my encouragement for you, for women, would be to be brave and to go in there and get that mammogram.
The pain and fear of facing cancer is much greater than being brave now.
It absolutely can be.
All right. Well, let's end with, if people do have questions about surgical treatment, how can they reach you and your clinic?
So our clinic is New Life Clinic, and you can give us a call, 352-2117, to schedule an appointment. While I'm a general surgeon and I don't do primary care, I absolutely do the workup of breast masses, and I do treat breast cancer, and I can be an excellent resource for a patient who is diagnosed with breast cancer or a breast pre-cancer, and I can definitely get the people of Huron plugged into a breast cancer network, whether it be in Mitchell, Sioux Falls, Watertown, or any other breast cancer treatment program anywhere in the state, really.
You've been listening to the Well One Connection, connecting you to important healthcare information. This program is for general use only and is not meant to replace the advice of your doctor or other medical professional. If you have questions, contact your healthcare provider. The Well One Connection is a weekly program of Huron Regional Medical Center, providing quality healthcare close to home. Online at HuronRegional.org.